Welcome back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. And this Tuesday, March 31st, 2020, we're on the phones. Go ahead, Tom.
Chris? Yeah, Chris, let me ask you, I want to ask your opinion on something. If we were to fight Nazi Germany right now, or even 30 years ago, you think we would have had a chance with the diversity of this country back to, 30 years ago, or back in the day when we did fight Nazi Germany? Would the outcome have been the same?
I am of the opinion that the war didn't go the way that we were led to believe, and this is the outgrowth of Nazi Germany. It was where Nazi Germany came from, the ideas largely, and the funding, and it's where Nazi Germany was imported back to through efforts like Operation Paperclip and so forth. You know, Prescott Bush was never, to my knowledge, you know, he got the fortune that was frozen for a time back and never spent any time in prison for his crimes of state, nor any of the other conspirators. And it's my understanding that when you read the names that John Spivak listed in Wall Street's fascist conspiracy, including folks that are, you know, as far as we can tell anyway, part of the cartel that owns the Federal Reserve. You know, Wall Street's fascist conspiracy. It's my understanding those folks were never brought up on charges the same way that we see today. So I don't imagine that Nazi Germany would be fighting itself. That's my two cents on that.
What did you think about Kennedy, Chris?
I think I want to get back to the subject matter at hand. So
okay,
I think we're going to... Continue.
Well, I want to say one more thing about the coronavirus, Chris, if I can.
Go.
Wouldn't this be the opportunity now for Trump to start realizing about the sanctuary cities? There's no such thing as sanctuary cities. Why hasn't he sent out the military in San Francisco for the poop, the homelessness? Wouldn't this be the time to do that in all the cities that have sanctuary?
I'm not sure I follow you.
Well, the border's been sealed off when I'm here now. The 1 million people that keep coming over the border every day, that's been sealed off now. Okay? But if that's been sealed off, and if you're not following me, I'll explain it to you. The sanctuary cities, there's no such thing as sanctuary city. Because if you don't have a sanctuary city in the Constitution for bank robbers or people who steal cars or don't pay for their food bills at stores, there should be no sanctuary pity people for people coming in here illegally breaking the law. That's my point. So now is the time to mobilize whatever forces you can and militarily. And, you know, we got you got Pelosi, you got all these Democrats and some rhinos saying that we need sanctuary city. We need billions of dollars more for these sanctuary cities. They want to make. They're going to have another stimulus bill, Chris, in 6 to 8 weeks. They're going to try to get another.
Talked about it yesterday.
So, yep, and this new bill that Pelosi's going to pump out there, it's all going to have to do with sanctuary cities. That they are legal, and that we need sanctuary. We need to pay for all these illegals. No, Trump, as the commander in chief, has got to put the foot down and say, we already got an attack with a virus from a foreign entity country. Now we're being invaded. And nobody's stopping it, except the Democrats want to promote it because they want to keep getting millions of more voters in here and turn Texas and turn Arizona and turn all these southern states into blue states. That's the bottom line here.
Am I
lying, Chris?
You said it. You said it, Tom. And I know that you're always very passionate about that point. So I'm not sure exactly what correlation that has to the discussion at hand, but I know that that's something that you're always very passionate about, so I respect that.
Well, Chris, they have not eradicated tuberculosis. They thought they did, and they didn't. And there's other diseases that are coming into this country that we thought were eradicated. They're not.
Speaking of that, that was the thing that I was going to mention, Ron Paul's article, The Coronavirus Hoax, March 16, 2020, by Ron Paul. So on the Face of the Nation, he says Fauci did his best to further damage an already tanking economy by stating, right now, personally myself, I would not go to a restaurant. And just think about how recently this was. Anyway, So that was when the push, you know, the 14 days, we've gone through that, and that wasn't that long ago. So Ron Paul says, over what? A virus that has thus far killed just over 5,000 worldwide and less than 100 in the United States. By contrast, tuberculosis, an old disease not much discussed these days, killed nearly 1.6 million people in 2017. Where's the panic over this? So, but,
Chris, where's the panic over abortion? How many babies have been aborted in 2020?
Right. I've talked about that. Yep, exactly. If we're concerned about life, that's definitely the first place we should start, I think.
I believe tomorrow, Chris. I believe tomorrow, pardon? I think this is a bigger picture. I think maybe we're going to have an earthquake or something. They're putting everybody in their houses because I think something major is going to happen. I don't think it has to do with the virus. I have to think it has to be with a world event. This is going to be some kind of world event. Maybe the government knows about it and they're trying to keep it from everybody, actually. Who knows? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think that there probably is. Yeah, I think as much as anything, it's the control issue and again, perception management and getting to a point where you normalize this kind of stuff. And this is the surreptitious pretext to doing that. Anyway, we are going to move on. Tom, thanks for your call.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it. Let's see. A couple of things real quick. I still need to figure out how we can play this. I'll just tell you. Let me see. If I can find it again. KHQ in Spokane. Kootenai County Emergency Management encourages keeping social contact journal. Wish I could play you the clip. Maybe we'll be able to do that before we conclude today's broadcast. As the threat of community transmission increases in North Idaho, Kootenai County Office of Emergency Management. Hey, Kootenai County, do you remember how back in 2006 and 7, after the Idaho Pandemic Influenza Response Plan was published, and we were at those meetings, and I was telling you that it said, in right there on, you know, page 1 and page 4 and so forth, that this would happen, you know, that these things were in place, and certain people said, we have the authority because we have the authority to do all of these things. Remember that? Remember when we had those conversations? And all of that was dismissed, and look what's happening now. Kootenai County is proudly leading the country. Kootenai County Office of Emergency Management is encouraging all citizens to begin keeping a daily social contact journal. What have I been saying for the last 2 weeks, specifically about this contact tracing that you keep hearing? Contact tracing and surveillance, it's coming. The department says the journal would log places visited and people they've been in contact with, stating this information would be vital in limiting the spread. Okay, well, so what's the problem? Well, nothing except for when you watch the little news piece, it's the sheriffs, it's Kootenai County Sheriff's Department that's leading the charge here. They want you, Kootenai County Sheriffs want you to keep track of this information. Not the, KMC, Kootenai Medical Center. Not the regional health people, none of that stuff. Kootenai County Sheriff's Department wants you to keep a social contact journal. The sheriff's department. And again, you know, the GeekWire article that I mentioned, businesses in Washington state that don't comply with stay home order could have licenses revoked. Do you see a trend here, America? And what's happening? And we keep hearing words like, well, you know, it's not martial law. It's not a national lockdown. It's not martial law. It's not, what's the other thing? Oh, you know, and so people are discussing, you know, how to avoid more draconian measures. It's not draconian. Really? Well, let's define terms then. Because it's certainly not liberty, and it's certainly not leaving any choice to anyone. The deciders decide, and there is a very marked distinction in what David Icke talked about is, I mean, it's right out in plain view. Tom says Antifa is not marching. No, because the damage that Antifa is supposed to do is done, and we need to not distract from keeping people on hypnotized, on point, and on message with this nonsense, which is why I intended to this week, get back to freedom. Because that's what we need to, that's what you need to hear, and I'm going to do my level best to get back to what John Adams articulated to William Tudor about James Otis, for example. Because those are the reminders that we need. John Adams, and you know, how many times recently have I talked about his letter to Hezekiah Niles in 1818? Now, what John Adams said, you know, he was the one who asked, right? What do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? No. The revolution was effected before the war commenced. And he articulated it brilliantly later that same year to William Tudor in a series of letters talking specifically about James Otis and what was happening. And how James Otis was defending the Boston merchants against this, what we see happening right now, a surreptitious pretext to, you know, create, to move the line further down so that you are not a person, you're subhuman, you are chattel. What do I keep saying from Hayek's Road to Serfdom? Few people remember that socialism in its beginnings was frankly authoritarian. Do you see the convergence of things as we go more socialist and we think it's great that we're going to get a UBI handout? Maybe Andrew Yang was right. Bernie, supporters of the world, unite. The more we get that, the more we get the tyranny that is a natural byproduct of the socialized system and mechanism. And all of this communitarian garbage, someone's going to plan, and you know what? With the planning comes execution. That's how it works. So Hayek says in chapter 2, the great dystopia. Oh, I'm sorry, utopia. Few people remember now that socialism is frankly authoritarian in its beginnings, right? And he concludes that thought by saying, you know, even Saint Simon mentioned that the original technocrat, you know, mentioned that those who did not obey his planning boards would be treated as cattle. What is happening now, America? More socialism, more planning, more tyranny, more authoritarianism, more draconian nonsense, more just rules, and, you know, because we say so. That's why. Because we say. And John Adams said we should gather up all of that stuff. You know, it is greatly to be desired that young gentlemen of letters in all states, especially the original 13 states, would undertake the laborious but certainly interesting and amusing task of searching and collecting all the records, pamphlets, newspapers, and even handbills, which in any way contributed to change the temper and views of the people and compose them into an independent nation. So there was the other article I was going to mention, I'll forego that, but the Vanity Fair thing, you know, I mean, that's exactly what the Event 201 people were talking about. So Bill Gates is everywhere. He's the technology person that Jay Inslee is so excited to talk to about technology. He's the vaccine guy. He's the research guy on coronavirus. Inslee praised the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for funding research on the coronavirus. He's the propaganda guy on CNN Town Hall with Anderson Cooper and Sanjay Gupta. There's an article about the Gates Foundation portfolio. I didn't know that was possible. So you can start a foundation that doesn't pay taxes, and you can have an investment portfolio, because that's what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is doing. Shouldn't that be illegal? Shouldn't that be criminal? Or if that's legal, then we should all get a foundation that doesn't pay taxes and can have an investment portfolio. But then we're not part of the club, and that's the thing. You know, if you're not part of the club, then you have to stay down here, chattel, and we have, like David Icke said, this layer of what is a growing militarism in the middle that's being normalized. Is it a coincidence that we got DoD 1033 exchange hardware rolled out, and now you're just, that's just a thing? Now we just, you know, you see that in, isn't this a virus thing? Why do we have MRAPs rolling around in CNN videos? Is the virus going to, you know, like Ron Paul said in that article that I mentioned, I think it was that one, the, he mentioned. Oh, yeah, Atlantic Council. The head of the neoconservative Atlantic Council wrote, he said that Ron Paul says the madness over the coronavirus is not limited to that. The head of the neoconservative Atlantic Council wrote an editorial urging NATO to pass an Article 5 declaration of war against COVID-19 viruses. So that's why we need to roll out MRAPs, I guess. You know, so like Ron Paul said, are they going to send tanks and drones to wipe out these microscopic, these invisible enemies? It's not Al-Qaeda anymore. It's not Osama bin Laden. It's the invisible enemy, the ultimate invisible enemy that, as Steve Bullock's office says, can live on a surface or in the air for an unknown period of time. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Back to the phones, Laura in Michigan. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. I tried calling earlier this time because yesterday you said I called too late. Anyway, J.R. Moore came up with a good question.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, when we're trying to unpack stuff like that, it's toward the end of the broadcast, it's difficult. So.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Anyway, J.R. Moore came up with a good question to ask brain dead people. We were first introduced to this fictitious virus because we're seeing Chinese people falling in the streets, bleeding from their nose and their eyes and whatever. Now, here's my question. In New York, they have such an epidemic that they need 30,000 ventilators. Has one person gotten a video of people in New York dropping dead with blood coming out of their face, whatever?
No.
No?
Right.
I mean, everybody's got a camera. Everybody's got a phone with a camera in it. And you don't see one person. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted
point.
To say, now, J.R. Marshall, libertyman.com, he's on at 9 o'clock on RBN. The last two Thursdays, he's had Dr. Leonard Horowitz on. He wrote the book Death in the Air, which I really love that book. Anyway, he'll be on this Thursday. Everybody should get the archives and also listen this Thursday what Dr. Horowitz says. And I really I used his book back with West Nile virus when everybody was going to die from West Nile virus. My county wanted $4 million to be sprayed, to have somebody spray over the whole county for this West Nile virus fly or whatever it was. And so I used his book, wrote letters to the editor, got meetings together, and we turned down the millage, this $4 million. And our county did not get sprayed. And they kept saying, oh, people are going to die. People are going to die. Nobody died in my county. Nobody even got this virus.
Imagine that. Yeah. We're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Phones. We have Laura on the phone. Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, hi. I also want to mention about this Fauci guy. He was pals with Gallo. Now, Gallo, way back when AIDS, he kept wanting to get credit for discovering AIDS. He was the guy who made AIDS, okay? He's the guy who invented AIDS. He wanted credit for discovering it. He was pals with Fauci. So you can't trust the damn thing that Fauci says.
No.
You know?
And so that's kind of why I was saying, you know, I mean, I just came out and said it this morning, basically, that I feel like we're getting the same bad treatment that these guys have subjected the African continent to. Because you're hearing a lot of that same talk. I mean, you look at what, what's his name? Adrian Thomas at the Event 201 scenario. So he said, you know, if folks listen to the that little segment, when he's asked, you know, what would you guys need? And he's a Johnson & Johnson representative, Adrian Thomas. He said the things that they would need are, gosh, what was it? As I recall, it was the four things mainly that he talked about. Regulatory flexibility and some kind of ability to rush things to the market, and also a centralized global funding source, which is what the CEPI is. It's funny, CEPI was also at the Event 201, represented there, the chairwoman, Jane Halton, chairman of the CEPI. So that is the Global Funding Authority, and 3 days after it was announced, as I mentioned yesterday, that we had a confirmed case here in America, the CEPI was tweeting that they had launched a campaign to fund three partners in developing a vaccine for a thing that wasn't a thing at that point. So, but, you know, the point is that as you dig in, as Pauly St. George has done, the more you dig in, the more you find those connections like you're talking about. It's not just that Fauci was a friend of Gallo's. It's, you know, Adrian Thomas specifically said when he was asked that question, well, what worked, you know, in the HIV stuff is, and so that's the model they're using, to your point.
Yeah. Well, isn't any wonder there's some HIV AIDS virus in this COVID-10 or whatever it is, COVID-19. Mm-hmm. See, because if you remember when the AIDS virus first came out, they said it was going to go all through the country. Everybody was going to have it at one point. It was going to be a disaster then. But they didn't realize that people weren't having promiscuous, perverted sex. And we didn't get it. It didn't go only into the homosexual community. See? But that was supposed to be a big one, too. Everybody was supposed to get that. So now they add it to the SARS and put it in this so-called virus thing.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call, Laura. Thank you. And
okay, thank you.
Thank you for the information. Appreciate it. I wonder if, you know, I wish that we could play these clips. We'll have to figure that out. I haven't sorted that out yet. But I guess in the meantime, we'll go back to the phones. We'll keep pressing on. Jim in Illinois, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jim.
Good to hear your voice, bud.
Yours too.
All right. Well, speaking of division, of course, we've seen it taking place within the various factions which have been placed within our society, if I may use that word, only to undermine and fracture. I'll continue, if it's okay.
Yep, absolutely. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Bottom of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. St. Louis Fed predicts 32% unemployment, 47 million people out of work. The Fed just issued an alarming forecast for next quarter. Hey, I know. Hey, Fed, how about maybe forgiving some of the debt, you know, the debt associated with the currency? Does everyone remember the Grace Commission, the famed Grace Commission that Reagan impaneled, that came back and said not a single penny of the income tax goes to build a road or a school or anything like that. It services the federal debt. And so it's funny how, you know, banks get bailed out and criminals like Mnuchin are just helping us all. Anyway, I digress. Go ahead, Jim.
Back. Can you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anyway, yep. These various factions, we were warned early on in the creation of our great nation and several states, you know, united therein. And I'm, you know, I could hear it in the one gentleman's voice, in fact, you know, as far as the factionalism is with this right wing and left wing, this Republican and this Democrat, these paradigms which have been constructed to get people away from their law. What is your law, people? Your law is that Constitution. That's your law. You own it, you know. You made it, right? Now you got somebody in there who's trespassing on your property in your government. They're messing with your objects and instrumentalities. They have taken your grand government and your objects and instrumentalities and turned it against you as a weapon. Anyway, I'm seeing this with this virus shit, you know. I'm sorry, Chris. Sorry. Take that back. Strike that comment.
It's difficult, people, not to do that, admittedly.
I'm sorary. But this virus,
I pray I don't do that every day, so.
Yeah. This virus hoax. I do apologize, guys. I do not really care to self-censor, but, you know, I'm doing my best. All right. But the read I'm getting now is, you know, I was just trying to talk to people, man, as I move about. I am not static. I am moving, and I am talking to people. I am trying to engage them in conversation. Many of them I engage in conversation don't believe this crap one bit. They believe it is a direct biological attack upon them to kill them. Okay, so we get that. But what I'm seeing with the coronavirus, which what you mentioned, and this is causing greater factionalism I always forget that word you use. I'll think of it 10 minutes after I'm off the phone. But now the thing is, you know, like, you can be healthy and carry this thing, right? Oh, yeah, right. Okay, cool. So now anybody who will not force vaccinate, all right, now you're going to be a pariah, okay?
Right.
And your neighbors can actually be turned against you in this order. You want to comment on a few? I still got a few things to say, but you want to comment on anything Chris?
That's why I mentioned the article that I mentioned earlier. The businesses in Washington State that don't comply with stay-home order could have licenses revoked. And, you know, again, that R2P mentality with the fear-mongering and perception management, you know, that one paragraph that I mentioned says it all. These people, you know, Jay Inslee says, you know, thousands of calls. Local law enforcement has received thousands of calls, and these people who are calling us are very concerned about their health and the health of others. Sure they are. Who are they? You know, is this some robo-dialing operation out of Langley or
is it Langley themselves calling?
That's what I mean. You know, is it a robo-dial operation with VoIP numbers that look like they're 509? And, you know, so these people are concerned and about their health, the health of others, and how the actions of folks who aren't on the team are putting so many people at risk. Yeah, this is what's going to be happening. And so people that want to go out and peaceably assemble for redress of grievances in a million nine-man marches, as we should, I think we all should be putting on our Sunday best, taking a lesson from whatever the best parts of what we could glean from the civil rights movement, because that was a put-up job. But the people who, you know, tried to do something good did it respectfully, I think, in many cases. And I think if we could just, in a dignified manner, go say, excuse me, Mr. Governor, but no, this is not what we want. I would, you know, very much like to know, you know, if this is what you're hearing, where are these folks? And let's all show our faces in public, because the ninja that Jeff Cooper talked about is not a good thing. So right. We should all just be courageous enough to show our faces and be dignified and respectful of one another and as fellow citizens of a local community and figure it out.
Well,
I mean, if there really is a thing, then fine. But if there's not, then let's not have this broad brush.
Chris, it's like this, dude. I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's like this, man. It's in the military, if you get hit, you're under chemical, biological, or nuclear attack, and you ain't dead, you fight. And I'm telling you people out there, don't buy this BS. You fight. How do we fight? We got our law. Our laws, the Constitution, and then our other organic laws of our nation. You know, in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, people really need to consider this, you know. All corporations exist because you, each individual people, allow them to exist. These cats in our government, they're in our government because we allow them to be there, all right? Now, everybody says we got elections and that, and sure, we do. However, Section 10, Article 1, Section 10, no state shall create any law impairing the obligation of contracts. Seems like they would be in breach of their fiduciary all across the board, you know. And basically what you do is you just revoke their ability to participate. And when you do that with a corporation, you just seize their assets, and then you go after the corporate captains. And if they've done bad things, well, then you do whatever you got to do. At this point in time, though, these cats are acting outlaw, outside of any law.
Yep.
And when somebody is taking on that designation, all right, usually we save that designation for true despots, tyrants, and just jerks, okay, real jerks. And once they designated that, you just you either bring them in dead or alive. That's basically, people, this is, what I'm doing in my neighborhood is I'm walking around, all right? I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing. I'm figuring out places where we got to build fortifications, block off our streets and that. I'm talking to neighbors, and I talk to them, and I says, hey, look, we're going to have to get serious about this. We got to start thinking about this now. You know, how do we protect our neighborhood? How do we control who comes and who goes out of our neighborhood, all right? Yeah, that's what it's boiling down to, you know? Anyway, I've probably taken up way more time than I should have. I just want to read a couple verses and close. First one I read is from Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. The other one I want to read is, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. That's Proverbs 22, verse 28. I'm telling you, people, we set a landmark, and that is with our law. We own that law. We own this nation. We created this nation, just like those men back April 19th, 1775, when they said, no more. And that's what it's going to take here, is people, you know, pulling it up from your boots, man. You better find some, because if you don't, they're going to find you. Anyway, Chris, just got to say, don't trespass my property, people. We'll be all good. Trespass my property. I guess we're going to have some conflict. Anyway, be well. Blessed the liberty, Chris.
You too, Jim. Thank you. Much appreciated. It's, you know, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has a piece published February last year, National Emergencies, Constitutional and Statutory Restrictions on Presidential Powers. An interesting discussion, and so that's, you know, that's where we're at right now. See, the surreptitious justification is when we're in a state of emergency, all bets are off. And historically, and I've talked about, you know, most notably the Senate committee, the special committee to terminate the national emergency. This is always, this is where those guys, where is that, by the way, that I mentioned? The guy that I mentioned, Dominic, what's his name? I know his first name is Dominic. And I wonder if I could find that real quick. He was the guy on Fox News who said, you know, every crisis presents its own set of opportunities. What? No one ever says that. That basically is bad guy speak. So bad guys want to do things. So, you know, suspending the Constitution, supposedly, allegedly, is a great excuse to do that. State of emergency. Excuse to do these kinds of things. And so, you know, again, this gets right back to Lark's discussion. And I think what we, in a perfect world, we could have an understanding of both of those things. You know, the beguilement that's upon us and where we came from. And like I said, you know, what John Adams was telling us that we should be reminding ourselves of constantly. So on that note, back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. It was a good show. I asked people to go check it out. Y'all are doing good. But I wanted to say that I've been telling people one thing over and over and over, but, you know, the Bible says let a thing be confirmed in the mouth of two or more witnesses, so I got one, and his name is Perry Stone. He's a pastor that has stuff on YouTube all the time. He really explained how come the Muslims are enemies of the world, that they plan on waiting for their 42nd imam to come in, and that's going to be their savior. And when that happens, after they've converted all of us to Islamism, then he will make everybody be un-Islamic. You know, Mohammed, his religion was founded at the point of a gun. Okay, so he's a good teacher, good Bible teacher, Perry Stone. And I just come across one here that he just recently did this in March, with three of them. He was going to have this big meeting, but of course you can't do that. So he's done it all on the internet, and it's amazing. And he said everything I said and more, because he's a real Bible scholar. But he thinks this is the day of reckoning in the Bible. The whole world is at attention right now. And I just encourage people to listen to him, because he just talks like a jackhammer, and he's really knowledgeable of the Bible. And that's what I think. I think God has got people's attention. And the schools are bad. The kids don't want to go there and have them teach you all these horrible things they're teaching your kids. Well, you can sit right there and watch it, because they're on the internet now and sitting at home being taught here. And the mother's there, too, to see. So either they can't teach it, or the mother will look at them. And on and on and on. You can go back. The NFL, they did their little kneel-in thing there. They didn't want to salute the flag or have anything to do with that. Well, they are losing billions of money now, no doubt, right? They didn't want to go to North Carolina because Obama passed the bathroom bill, and they said, well, they're not going to go there anymore. But I guess the ones that haven't been exposed are PayPal. That's me, because they weren't going to go to North Carolina either. So I guess they're probably making money now because people are having to shop on the Internet, right? But anyway, he just goes through one thing after another. He says, look at where the places are hardest hit. Look what they've done. New York, they decided a baby wasn't a baby even after he was born, and that they could still kill him. And they made three bridges. They put pink lights all over them, and then they took the Trade Tower and wound pink lights on top. Of course, pink means abortion now. You know that. And you know, and so you may have already said all this because I can't listen to everything. And I do believe that this is an attempt to get rid of the older people. I don't know how many people have hinted around this, but I'm just saying it. I just believe that's it. Y'all are saying it coolly, like the one lady said, go up to the place where they go do them in. A hospital is something else anymore. They won't give you vitamin C. They won't feed you. How can you live? How can you? And now the nursing homes, the same thing. But
well, again, I wonder who's looking into what happened in Washington, that we had a rash of folks. It was 40 plus, and then I kept hearing the numbers getting adjusted and apparently adjusted down, but it was at least 30 at last count in one nursing home that, you know, folks that passed away suddenly.
I don't know which one place that was, but I think Calso pointed out one time that one of those nursing homes where 38 people died, they were all terminal anyway. They were on hospice, and their relatives put them there because they couldn't take care of them. So, you know, they may just help them on out a little faster. I don't know that. We know that goes on. And I mean, there's lots of ways, you know, when you, especially now, you can't get out. Nobody can come in, and you can't see what's going on. You can't stay there and protect your loved one. They have, you know, teledoc where they'll show them something wrong with the patient. He's 1,000 doctors. You don't know who they are. They just work for things like that, you know. And then they have doctors that go in and they do this specialty, and they're just work for nursing homes. You can't find out who they are, what their reputation is. And we're in a dangerous position. And I think that whoever's the last caller, I guess, we need to get out and start working. I mean, there's so many people that do their specialty. If you just do your specialty. And I had a friend one time who in Florida who was a member of the legislature in Tallahassee. And I asked him, I said, what impressed you the most up there? He said, a handwritten letter. And right now, if you can write cursive, you will just for them, because they can't write cursive anymore. and I just think that if you flood them with letters, I know phone calls are important, but all you'll do is shut down the whole area, whatever, you know. And that's what happened when they wanted to make vitamins prescription, and they wanted the mothers to teach their kids at home to get a license. They shut the switchboard down in Washington. But letters, see?
Yeah.
You could probably write the White House, because you know he's got a lot of people working for him. And
it'd be great to have letters that were, you know, anonymized as much as possible, not that they can be, but if they get mailed to elected representatives anyway, you know, have those posted somewhere so that they can't just disappear. Oh, no, we're not receiving letters. Well, there are a bunch posted somewhere.
Well,
I mean, there needs to be more of a grassroots effort to
create
visibility
like
and contravention to the psychological operations that are underway. The flooding of the zone, as they said at the Event 201 stuff.
You know, when they were worried about the white powder thing, the pig, whatever it was, they wouldn't open the letters for a month. But you were probably right there. But
I mean. So if we post them online, too, then they can read them online without worrying about getting white powder on themselves.
Yes. Internet is wonderful now for us if they'll let us keep it. But another thing, I don't believe in getting out the street. because Jesus never raised his voice in the street. So, I know, Alex, I'm sorry about that, Alex Jones. But you know what? I mean, they've done that in different places, and it worked peaceably for a while, and then they start fighting. Well, I think it was in Washington, you know, and anyway, I just think that you could just do those letters. And you sit right there now. All you need is mm-hmm. the stamps, and the envelopes, and the mm-hmm. pens, and the pencils. Even have your kids write one. Teach them how, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good time
Not a bad
to
idea.
Teach your kids what you need, what we really need to do. And, well, you anyway, I just wanted to say that. And the reason I think they're coming after the old people, you know that movie called Logan's Run?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why would they put that in the middle of the local part of our newspaper here, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram? Why would they do that? Suddenly talk about that movie? And you know that movie was made here, part of it. Maybe you don't. They have what they call the Fort Worth Water Guard Center. So,
I didn't know
anyway,
that.
Anyway, they were living underground, and they would go run to get away from dying at the age of 30. You were required to die at the age of 30. You can have all the fun you want to, you know, but I don't
right.
know where the kids
and
came
like
from.
Like I said, you know, there's that, there's World War Z, there's all kinds of that kind of stuff on right now. And like I said last week, if anything should be outlawed right now, it's that kind of stuff that just feeds into the panic and the perception management. Anyway.
Well, I know you say that, but there are crazy people out there who think that way, because most people, unless they can afford a facelift, they get a lot uglier when they get old. But
well,
you know what?
I think that facelifts don't do anyone any favors.
You take away all the old people. Who's going to run the elections? Everybody else. Luckily, when they're working, they have a job. They don't get the day off to run an election. And who's going to hand out food to the homeless? All these people are old because they're not working. They're retired, and they're still working for free. And you want to get rid of them? Come on.
Yep.
Well, that's my—I had my rant, and I appreciate you listening to me.
Bet. Thanks, Pat.
And that's a good show.
Thank you. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Chance, sorry we missed you. We got to run. Hopefully we'll have things straightened out a little better tomorrow. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.